Hey, hello? Adrian. This is Daniel Nelson. I'm doing great. Hey. Thank you for asking. So this a good time to do the three-way call, or do you want to set it up for tomorrow?
Let me just call Jaime, and let me see if he's available, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Perfect. Yes, sir.
Hey, Dan.
Yes, sir.
Yes, can you hear us? This is Jaime.
Oh, hey, Jaime. Nice to meet you, sir.
Hey, Dan. How are you, sir? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I'm ready for Friday, man. We're getting there.
I hear you. Hey, we're celebrating Wednesday right now. So there you go.
Happy hump day.
We have some questions. I have some questions. So I want to... I want to go over your email with you, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
With the steps. So the pricing is $149 month to month. No contract, no obligation, no preset time limit, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, so he can cancel at any time.
Yes, and the main reason we do it that way, guys, is we're confident once you see the results, you'll stick it out with us. You know.
Okay. Well, I agree. I agree with you on that, and I agree with Adrian. His decision to do what he's going to do here in just a minute, but and the second point, it says first page search results on Google and Bing. Okay, so
yes,
when you're talking first page report, you're talking about on the search engine, you're typing in painting companies, for example, local painting companies near me or local company, whatever they're going to type in.
Correct.
So the first page. The first page, that means that his name should come up with you know how when you pull up a search engine, the first three options are right there, 1, 2, 3, and then there, below that it'll say 10 best, let's say restaurants, for 10 best restaurants in Jacksonville, for example.
Right.
So is he going to be one of those three first options?
Yes. So he's going to show in the map section on the first page of Google,
right,
which is the most popular section. And because
of the metadata
we're doing in the keywords and all the indexing for the website, he'll also show up organically on the first page of Google as well.
Okay. So that means that when he types it in or when they type it into search, before you actually choose one, his name will be on that list.
Correct. As a top recommended option. Yeah, we can't promise like 1, 2, or 3, but he'll be in there.
As long as he's 1, 2, or 3, we'll parlay that shit. I don't care. Which is
right. It's a good parlay to be in. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, 100%.
Okay, and then on the on the exclusive local listings, one business per category, per service area. Now, we've had a couple of the same statement that's been told to us a couple of times. One was with a booklet of advertisement that was passed out to golfers at a golf pro shop. But the guy's pitch to us was, hey, we can only take one of your trades, so, you know, you got to act on it now and all that, you know. And so my question to you on that statement, on that line, when you're saying that it's the first page, it's exclusive local listing, What exactly does that mean?
So let me give you the backstory on that. So we've been in business 17 years now, and one thing we're really we've adapted and grown, right, as a company. So one thing we're really big on is we don't want to program against ourselves or take money out of any of our clients' pockets, right? So the one company per industry in a targeted area, that means the painting category, and it's up to a 50-mile radius max, we're promising you we're not going to work with any of your competitors. That does not mean you'll be the only, like, it'd be amazing if you did a search for painting and you're the only company that shows.
Well,
That's what's
confusing about that statement.
Yeah, business per category per service area that we're working with. Daniel Nelson.
Okay, Daniel. I'm sorry, Daniel.
That's
the misleading part of that statement is that right there, because we understand that there's no way he's going to be the only Google search painting company in the city. We know that.
Right.
Or in our region, in our area that we choose.
Right.
But how do you distinguish him between him and the other guys? What are you guys going to do special for him that's going to distinguish him from the other guys?
So for your vertical, right, meaning the painting category, right, he would be the company that we're working with in that specific area. Now, if you're asking how we kind of out-program these other companies, being in business 17 years, we're a Google Premier partner, so we're completely up to date with Google's algorithm, and we even have a support team at Google dedicated to our company. So everything we do is correlated to outperforming your competitors in your area. So basically, like the 60 directories, right, the website that we're building, we're using the same 15 keyword phrases in all those directories and in that website, which helps boost your ranking so that you show up as a top recommended option. Does that kind of clarify or make sense?
A little bit, but here's part B of the question.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. So there's other third party companies working with Google on this advertising.
There's thousands of digital marketing companies. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, so what I guess the question is, and listen, and the only reason I'm hammering on all this is we don't believe you or we don't trust you, we do. But I read your email and everything, all the bullet points are perfect and they sound great.
Appreciate that.
The problem we have, Daniel, is that our budget is very slim. This is why he called me today, was because Angie Bliss promised the exact same freaking thing, man. Almost word for word. I talked to the Angie's guy, and again, you know, almost word for word, it was the same exact pitch. So my problem is that he's out there busting his ass every day.
Mm-hmm.
And
need results.
And we're having to bid stuff low to get the job.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need volume right now to be able to get his name out, to be able to market him, to be able to do all that stuff that a new business has to do. And in a very competitive, very low-balling kind of industry, which is mm-hmm. the construction industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's low-balling every day. So my questions are based strictly on the fact that I want to make sure that whatever working capital he has,
mm-hmm.
that it's allocated a portion of it for advertising and marketing, a portion, and let's face it, 80% of that capital is going to go to actually run the business, which includes materials and payroll.
Right.
And although his payroll isn't huge, the margins, the profit margins are very, very small.
Right.
So the profit margins is what we're working with. So the profit margins have to cover his vehicle expenses, have to cover his payroll, have to cover his material expenses, have to cover I'm trying to keep that portion of the finances away from the marketing part because I want that budget to be separate. The problem, the reality of it is that once the money comes in and we start distributing the money, what's left over, you know, is really sometimes pennies for marketing.
We're going to substitute
one monthly payment for another between Angie's List and you, So that means that we're going to have to now make sure that we're making a smart business move here and not just reacting on promises and a great presentation. That's why I'm asking those questions. And I don't want you to think that we don't believe or trust you. We just
no, I get it completely.
I have to be able to lay out for him what has to happen for him to be able to put so much money for marketing, so much money for this, so much money for that, and still be able to pay himself so he can support his family.
Right.
That's really, in a nutshell, why I'm asking these questions. So when you say exclusive local listing, to me, that's great. That's awesome. So we, like you said, there's hundreds of other marketing companies that are doing the same thing, promising almost the same thing, I would imagine.
There's thousands of them, but there's only a handful of Google Premier partners. And just to let you know, Jaime, I understand completely everything you're saying, and I really see now why Adrian wanted you to get on the line. Like, you got his back. You know what I'm saying? So everything you're saying, I get 100%.
It's all about him and his family.
Right. The profit margin is small, so you guys can't swing and miss. You need something that's going to yield you results. And I'm telling you, this program can. It's interesting, too, that Angie's kind of promised the same thing, because that's a totally different service. It's a pay-per-lead service, right?
You're completely right. But they have the same verbiage.
Right,
when they're
right.
talking to you, they do the same verbiage. And when we totally misunderstood what Angie's List is all about until now, and now it's a scam. They're freaking, I don't see how people even do business with them.
Google,
I don't even know how they do business with them.
Google actually even came out with their own lead program because there's been a ton of complaints on Angie's, Thumbtack even, networks. So Google Guarantee, it's like a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. But the benefit of those leads is they're only sent to you guys, and they come through via phone call, you know. But that's a separate service. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you guys, on those leads, do you guys charge per lead, or how does that work?
No, so under the pro package that you guys are on now for the organic placement, there's no lead fees, click fees, call fees, no surprise charges at all. Google Guarantee is something completely separate where there is a cost per lead. Okay, but that's like an upgraded program. Do you want to know more about that right now?
Well, I would.
Let's do it. So give me one quick second. Let me just check your area for your vertical.
Sí, dime. ¿Estás
entendiendo lo que está diciendo?
Sí, pero como para agarrar como por lead, dice usted, ¿no?
No, o sea, excuse me a minute, Daniel. El objetivo aquí es lo que ellos están prometiendo leads, están prometiendo leads, pero no son leads que vienen como le explicaré en español.
Gente que está buscando nada más pintores y ya.
Son leads que vienen de investigación del servicio nada más.
Okay.
Tengo que contestar esta llamada, disculpe, Jaime. ¿Ah?
Tengo que contestar esta llamada, perdón. Le voy a dejar un momentito, ¿eh?
Okay, pasa.
La voy a pausar acá a ver si no pasa nada con ustedes.
Okay.
So Google, Google Guarantee, it's a new program, and it's not available for every area and every category currently. So right now, the only, as a subcategory for painting, the only vertical I found in your area is the handyman vertical. And the cost per lead is pretty high for your industry. That one's at $41.33 per lead.
Per lead.
So,
okay.
What I was going to recommend is waiting till painting.
Go ahead.
Before you recommend,
let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Now, Angie's List, what they do is they classify even somebody requesting information just to browse, just like a window shopper, right? And so they take those window shoppers and send them off as leads. Those aren't leads. Those are cold. Those are just people browsing to see what's the site. So my question on those $41 per lead, are those verifiable leads? Are those leads verified? Is there a system or a program in place that verifies that's a hard lead? That's a hard lead that we're gonna deal with. That's not a self. That's a hard lead. That means that the person has specifically asked for a quote for a certain square footage, to paint, to drywall, whatever it may be. Do you know
yeah,
that answer?
Yes and no. I'm the main person that sets up the Google Guarantee accounts here, so I'm really familiar.
Okay.
So Google Guarantee, you only pay for qualified leads, meaning you either set an appointment with the lead, okay, or there was a price inquiry. Google does still consider that a qualified lead. So, for example,
A price inquiry.
So if they call and they say how much, right, it's considered a qualified lead through Google. Okay.
I can see that.
If it's out of your radius, a service you don't provide, or like it's a solicitation call, those are all deemed as unqualified leads. You're automatically not charged for. Okay. Now here's how it works.
We had to call Angie and dispute every freaking lead, man.
You don't have to do that ever. So on Google Guarantee, it's not your phone number showing, and it's like that for every business. Okay. It'll be a Google rotating number that is recorded by Google bots, and they automatically pick up if it's a qualified or unqualified lead. Now, just to double check the work, okay, we also have a tracking system for you that shows every lead that comes through, and it will say qualified or unqualified next to it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so now... You were going to say something else that I interrupted when I interrupted you. You were going to say something about, what was it?
I would wait till they have their own
no, that's what it was.
Category,
that's what it was. Yeah.
So that the lead fee is a little bit less, because right now it's at $41.33. I actually work in the Google Guarantee department, so what I could do is keep an eye on your area and your territory, and once painting becomes available at a lower rate, right, then we can definitely get you into it. You know, that's what I was going to recommend. Yeah.
All right. Well, that makes sense. And we will definitely keep in touch about that part, because I think at some point it might not be a bad investment as long as you're a qualified lead, and then I can close it. I just need another qualified lead. I don't need to be calling somebody going, if I didn't ask for anything, that's what they would say to. I didn't ask for anything. I was just looking. And then they were charged for that lead.
It's amazing.
Since we
started this, it's the best lead program on the market currently, right? Since we started this, I have 100% retention rate on the Google Guarantee accounts. Like, it is foolproof, you know?
The next point is mobile platforms, phones, Android, tablets, and smartphones. So just, that's
you show up on every device. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's self-explanatory. We don't need to go through that. But then the next one is directory submission package, 60 plus local online directories. What does that mean?
Yeah. So that's called indexing. Okay. So in order to show up on the first page of Google, we have to increase your online presence. Okay. So we submit you to like Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Apple, Amazon Alexa, even all over the internet. And what we're doing is on every single one of these directories, okay, it's going to have the same name, address, phone number, website, and also your content, meaning your keyword phrase tags.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, just for example, let's say you're sending leads out, like you said, Yellow Pages, you know, whatever. You're sending all those pages, all those leads out. Now, are you guys comfortable with the way they're handling those leads and how they're placing those leads and their, because that's important. I mean, that's a great promise, but are you guys comfortable with the way they're handling how they position those leads or those, that part or, you know, that extension of Google? How are they positioning his name on the list or on the pages of their Yellow Pages or whatever?
No. So we, just to clarify, right, the indexing part of this, we don't expect you to get calls from the Yellow Pages or Hot Frog or any of the directories we submit you to other than Google and Bing, okay? The reason we submit you to those directories is so that you can meet Google's algorithm to show on the first page of Google. So to clarify, you're not going to get calls from all those directors. Yeah, it's a requirement.
To be able to, okay. Direct access to Google Analytics, your results. Now, does that come in the form of a spreadsheet? Is that a portal?
Good question.
How does that work?
You get it two ways. One is going to be in a dashboard that you could go on to from a web browser using your phone or a desktop. And so the direct Google Analytics, we actually embedded live Google Analytics into your tracking system. So you could see live, like, searches, clicks, calls, views going to the website directly to your Google page. Okay. You also have in there, like, all your directories, right? You have a request review function, and anytime the request review is easy, too. You just click it, put your client's name in, phone number, or email, and it will send them a pre-made message to leave you a 5-star review, okay? Yeah, so it's basically like your hub where you do everything and track everything.
Okay. All right. So that's great. That's a good system. I've used that system many years when I was in business. So that's a good system. Okay. So
we have it on an app now too. I forgot to tell you that. That's one of our newest features, and it's included at no additional charge. Yeah.
The dashboard is an app.
Yeah, well, so it used to not be on an app, but it's kind of cool. So anytime you log into your dashboard, in the middle on the right, there's a section that says feedback. Everything you write in there goes to our CEO, and we got so many requests for an app that he added it, and he didn't up the price on any of our clients, you know?
All right, perfect. How many clicks in your location of search form?
Yeah, those next two, we just went over those.
How do you guys track the calls that he received?
Good question. Okay, so we have two options, okay? If you use a call tracking number, this is a number different than your phone number, okay? What will happen is it records every call, okay? It blocks robo and spam calls from coming through to you. That's like really the best part of it, okay? And we just get more in-depth tracking. Like you're able to see like the length of the calls, like who called, right? And from your Slash Call app we provide, you can text or call people from your tracking number, right? Okay. So that way, if they call your business line, which is the tracking number, and then you call them on your regular phone, they're going to be like, who is this, right? So we made it where you could call or text from your tracking number. So that's option one.
Now, let me ask you this. Where does that number, how is that number, is there a need for another second phone then for that number? Or
no, it redirects to his cell phone.
Phone or what?
Yeah. It redirects to his cell phone.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's like a call forwarding kind of thing.
It's exactly a call forwarding thing, and it tracks them too.
It's a call forwarding.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And it will come through, like he'll see their phone number, and it'll say like local Splash lead on it. So you know it's a lead from Google.
That's the next question I was going to say. How does he differentiate that he's hanging up on a spam call and not a lead call? You know, not a.
Right. It'll say local Slash lead on it when it comes through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. ¿Allá entendió eso?
Sí. Oh, go ahead.
No, francamente no, Jaime.
Okay. Bueno, fíjate pues. Entonces, la pregunta que le hice, porque el tema, el último tema que pone él en el email, donde dice Track and Reporting Systems.
Ajá.
Lo que yo quiero saber, las preguntas que yo le hice, yo sé que, o sea, con ese sistema vamos a poder ver las palabras que están usando para jalar su nombre. O sea, lo que dicen las palabras de llave, las palabras importantes, las que identifican su tipo de trabajo, su tipo de profesión. Entonces, cuando la gente usa una de esas palabras, automáticamente se lo lleva a su nombre, al nombre de la compañía, Robles Cullen.
Okay.
La segunda pregunta... La segunda pregunta fue, es, a ver, dice... Okay, la segunda pregunta la más importante de todo esto, le dije, porque ahí dice que ellos pueden tener el récord de cuántas llamadas recibe, cuántas llamadas recibe de los clientes. Yo lo que le pregunté es cómo pasa eso. Entonces sí. Lo que ellos hacen allá es que ellos le van a asignar un número diferente al número de su teléfono, pero lo bueno es de que ese número, cuando llamen a ese número, que ese es el número que va a estar en la lista como su número de negocio. Ese va a ser su número de negocio. ¿Okay? Sí. Entonces lo que pasa es que cuando entra una llamada a ese número, la llamada entra a ese número, pero ese número está conectado a su número de teléfono. Entonces, cuando usted reciba una llamada de esos leads, lo que va a pasar es que cuando sale el nombre de la llamada que viene, ahí va, ¿sí?, a decir... Daniel, what was it that is going to say again?
Local flash lead.
Local flash leads. Okay. Yeah. Va a decir local flash leads en su teléfono. Entonces, okay, tú sabes que esa llamada la tiene que contestar. Porque esa llamada, yeah, es alguien, sí, preguntando por trabajo, por un estimado, por o preguntas del trabajo, lo que sea. No importa.
Ajá. No importa. Pero este Jaime, esto es un costo diferente, ¿verdad? De los 150.
No, está incluido en el paquete, está incluido en el costo que él dijo de 149 al mes.
Okay.
Ese servicio está incluido. El otro
y
servicio
eso no cambia,
tiene,
¿verdad? Eso no cambia.
No. El precio, no. O sea, ellos tienen dos diferentes tipos de leads. Uno es el lead como más o menos como el de Angie, solo que la diferencia de ellos es de que ellos verifican los leads antes que se los manden a usted. Así como Leo, okay, estaba diciendo con Angie que ellos no hacían eso, por eso que estaba recibiendo tantas llamadas malas. Pero ahí con el muchacho este de año, ellos sí reciben, ellos sí, ajá, verifican, pero ese servicio, ese sí es extra. Ese yeah, cuesta $41 por lead. Pero ahorita no lo recomiendo, ni él tampoco lo recomienda. Porque no, ahorita lo que tendríamos que hacer es, no podríamos poner a compañía de pintura o de drywall, sino que tendría que ser handyman.
Handyman, okay.
¿Me entiendes? Uh-huh. Handyman. Entonces, sí. Ahí hay cosas que tal vez sepa o tal vez no sepa hacer, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Pero
sí,
vamos a hablar de eso, porque yo tuve una idea, ahora que estoy manejando andaba pensando en eso. Y,
sí,
pero vamos a hablar de eso. Pero, okay, eso es una cosa. La otra cosa, ellos tienen una aplicación, y en inglés se llama, la aplicación tiene, en inglés se llama un dashboard. Es un sistema donde ponen diferentes categorías ahí de cosas que usted puede ver basada a su cuenta. O sea, usted puede ver cuántas llamadas ha recibido. Y puede ver cuántas ventas ha hecho de los leads que le han mandado. Puede ver,
ajá,
o sea, toda la información que Angie no le estaba dando, ellos se la van a dar.
Bien.
Ellos se la van a dar, ¿ok?
Bien.
Luego ellos tienen un sistema donde ellos distribuyen el nombre de la compañía como a las páginas amarillas, a otros sistemas de distribución de marketing, pero la diferencia es que esa gente no va a enseñar su nombre, esa gente nada más es un requisito que ellos necesitan para que Google sepa que usted está en diferentes programas.
Yeah,
porque sí, así es como ellos le dan la importancia a la compañía, en cuántos sitios usted está ubicado, su compañía está ubicada, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Okay, y luego... bueno, el nombre y el todo eso va a estar disponible para todos los teléfonos, toda clase de teléfonos, sea Apple, Android, tabletas,
sí,
todo, donde puedan buscar el internet, ahí va a estar disponible toda su información.
Okay, bien.
Okay.
Bien. Entonces, por ahora sería contratar el de 149, ¿no?
Para mí, sí. Para mí sí.
Okay.
Y démosle dos meses, y a ver,
¿sí?,
cómo funciona. Okay.
De acuerdo.
Okay. Daniel?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so the next question is, he said something, Adrian had told me something about an area. Let's see. Where is it? I saw it. So for your, as I understood it, and I may be wrong, and I might have misinterpreted, but as I understood it, was that you guys will, or we will decide what zip codes we want to be accessible in. Is that correct?
50 miles is the max we're able to do.
That's
with that.
Okay, 50 miles.
Yeah,
okay, perfect.
50 miles.
That's perfect.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's perfect because that's all we want. That's
okay.
All we want.
Okay.
We don't want any more than that right now.
Perfect.
That's perfect. And then once we need more than that, then we'll look at other options to advertise. But right now, that's a perfect area limit for us. So,
yeah.
You know, that,
yeah.
That works out good. Now, is that 50 miles in circumference all the way around, or do we need to tell you what zip codes or what?
No, so it gives me all the zip codes in that 50-mile radius, but what it does is, what's it called? It's going to go off of the radius that he's PIN verified at. So it's a postcard that we send from Google with a 5-digit
uh-huh.
PIN code on it. The zip code I have for him is 32082 in Ponte Vedra.
Is that right, Adrian?
Yeah.
Adrian, is that the right zip code?
32082, yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. That's a good one. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So when that card comes, he needs to do something with that card, I would imagine.
So the 5-digit PIN code, we know our clients get busy sometimes, right? So you can text it or you could call in, but we need that, that 5-digit PIN. Now what they'll try to do, cause in a second, I'll assign a technician and a client interview for you guys, for Adrian and you. And I was going to mention, I have bilingual technicians, so I can set you guys up with a Spanish
that was
one.
Yeah. That was going to be my next question. So here's what we need. We need 100% Spanish support. And I don't want it to take away from your job and your commission and your, you know, benefit of this, of the town. But I do want 100% Spanish support for him.
Got it.
Because he speaks good English. You've heard him. He speaks good English.
He does. I wouldn't even guess.
But the problem it's a problem I have in Spanish. I speak Spanish. But
yeah, I heard you. Fluently.
And higher level words that I still don't know because I left my country when I was too young. So I haven't learned, you know, college level grammar. You know, that's the same difference for him. He knows how to say what he needs to say, and he understands pretty much everything, but as long as it's just conversation. So
right.
When you get into technical and specifics and
right, like
and,
algorithm and
you know,
yeah, for sure, and, for sure.
Exactly. Then he needs to do that in Spanish.
Yeah. So we have technicians who, like, these are the people that build the website, do the keywords, like they do all the back end work. I'm going to assign them to a Spanish-speaking rep. So it will be all Spanish.
Perfect.
Yeah, customer support, the tech team. I'll make sure anytime they speak to them, it will be in Spanish for sure.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
You guys can always call me, too. You know what I'm saying? Because his English is really good.
Trust me, we will. We will.
Okay,
we
good.
Will. But,
good, good, good.
But it's just good to know that if he needs to call somebody, if I'm not available or – whatever, if he needs to call somebody, he can call somebody, and they can explain the same thing you're explaining to me, explaining to him in Spanish, so he, because Adrian's college, he's a college grad, so he knows his shit. It just, there's some words, unfortunately, that he still hasn't learned yet. And that, for that part, I need for somebody to explain to him in Spanish so he understands 100% what's going on with his business.
Right, and I could guess, like, the optimization, the algorithm, the, like, I get what you're saying completely.
Okay.
So, yeah, I got him assigned to a Spanish rep. I even have a Spanish rep for Google Guarantee once we cross that bridge, too, in the future. Her name's Nadine.
Okay.
You know, so either way, either which way we go, too, we'll keep it Spanish for you guys.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Except for me.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, so.
So what's the next step?
So first off, I need to verify the full address for us to send that postcard to. And they'll try in the client interview to do like a text verification to make it faster. But the address I have here is 611 Ponte Vedra Lakes Boulevard, unit 2705.
Correct. Yeah, 611 Ponte Vedra Lakes Boulevard.
Unit 2705?
2705.
My man. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So I got that saved. Perfect. We're putting you guys in for the full 50-mile radius. Are you doing anything outside of painting that we should know about?
Drywall. Yeah. Perfect. We're doing drywall, pressure washing, drywall, pressure washing, and lawn maintenance.
Lawn maintenance. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, landscaping.
Got it.
Yeah, lawn maintenance. Yeah.
We're doing like a paver ceiling. We did one yesterday, actually.
Paver ceiling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. Perfect. And they'll go over your guys' keywords with you, too, in depth, and they send it to you via email, and it will be in your tracking system, too. And I'll get you the login credentials, too, Jaime. That way you're able to see it all as well. Okay.
That'd be awesome. That'd be
well, you have access to this email, too, right?
He emails. Yeah, I have your email, but he emails me everything. He forwards his emails to me so that I can review them, and then him and I can discuss them, and then he can make the best decision.
Okay, got it. So I'll make sure you have the login credentials for it too. That way you're able to see it all.
Okay,
you know, if that's okay with you, Adrian. You know,
Adrian.
Excuse me?
Is it okay? It's okay if Jaime has the login credentials too for the tracking system. I'm assuming.
Oh, yes, please. Yes.
Okay, awesome. I just got to ask, man. I've had husbands where they're like, no, I don't let my wife on there, so I got to make sure.
Yeah,
that would have been totally awkward, though, right, if it would have happened, right?
Yeah, exactly.
My bad. Exactly. Let me add you on Flower Hero, too. Jaime, how do you spell your first name?
J-A-I-M-E.
Got it. All right, and I'm just putting you on as an authorized user, so I don't need the last name. First name is Adrian, A-D-R-A-N. Is that right, Adrian?
A-I-N.
A-I-N. Got it. A-D-R-I-A-N. Perfect. And the last name.
No, hold on.
It's I-A-N. It's
A-D-R.
Okay.
I-A-N.
Got it.
A-D-R-I-A-N.
Perfect.
Yeah, sorry.
Perfect. No problem. My bad. And then I'm assuming your last name is Robles, right? R-O-B-L-E-S? Yes.
That's correct.
All right, perfect. You just took a wild guess on that one.
Yeah.
Robles is Color LLC. All right. Okay, so the next step, let me get that technician assigned to you guys and schedule your client interview. Again, this will all be in Spanish. They are closed right now, so it'll have to be for tomorrow. The soonest appointment they have, give me one second. Okay, so the earliest is 10 a.m., the latest is 6 p.m., and they have pretty much
for
tomorrow.
For when?
For tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. Yo no estoy disponible hasta después de las 5:30, 6 de la tarde.
No, Pero
¿sabe qué? Si habla el técnico en español, usted lo puede, usted puede hacerlo solo.
Mire, si quiere lo ponemos al de las 6 de la tarde porque yo igual tengo un día bastante ocupado mañana, pero esperamos a ver si no usted está disponible, no hay problema.
Got it. Okay. I'll book it in right now. All right, so you're going to get an email calendar invite right now, and 1 hour before the appointment, you'll automatically be triggered a email reminder and a text reminder, too. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
And they call from our 877 number, okay? So just keep that in mind. And I don't have anything set at that time, so what they have me do is just introduce you guys. She'll be kind of funny because I put it in Spanish, but I'll introduce you guys to the tech, and then they'll take it from there.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
All right,
perfect.
So that is scheduled. Okay. Now, next step, guys, what I'm going to do is secure billing info. Then I'll read a voice verification to you, just outlining our service agreement, that everything's month to month, no contracts, and then I'll get you your login credentials for your tracking system. Okay?
Now, are you going to text and email those, or do we have to write them down right now? Because I'm somewhere where I can't write down.
I'll text and email them. Let me get your cell phone number, too. That way I can text it to you as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. What's your cell phone, Jaime?
What's that?
Oh, what's your cell phone number?
My cell number is 213.
Okay.
280-7318.
All right, perfect. 313-280-7318.
No,
213. 213. Okay, got it. All right, sorry about that. I'm glad I verified that.
All right.
So I'll make sure to text you the login credentials too. And as far as the billing information goes, Adrian, the name on the card you'll be using, is it your name, the business name, or both?
For now, it's going to be my name.
Okay. And is there a middle initial too, or is it just Adrian Robles?
Adrian Robles, that's it.
All right, perfect. And the billing address, is it the same as the... Oh, go ahead, Jaime.
Sorry?
Oh, did you have a question, Jaime?
No.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's the same address from the other one.
Okay, awesome. And the card, Adrian, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's MasterCard.
All right, and ready for the card number whenever you are.
Yes, just a minute.
Take your time.
It is. It's a MasterCard. The numbers are 5312.
Okay.
6000.
All right.
5836.
Okay.
0909.
That was easy breezy. I thought you were going to come out with like Cinco, Dos. So I was like, man, I got to remember these, you know. what's the expiration date?
It's 0927.
09. Got it. All right. And the CVC code?
It's 235.
All right. Perfect. So what I'm doing now, guys, is coding out the card for security purposes. I've already assigned the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you now. Okay?
Okay.
So it reads like this, and heads up, Adrian is just going to ask you some questions I've already asked, okay? So,
okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Okay.
So, Robles Color LLC, right?
Robles Color LLC.
Okay, perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, no problem. Please state your name and title within the business. So, Adrian Robles, you're the owner, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, awesome.
What?
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business? That's a yes, I'm sure. All right, perfect. All right. And, hey, guys, I'm just reading a script at this point. You know, we'll get through it, though. Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
All right, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is October 26, 2022. in the non-refundable discounted amount of $149 for the pro package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $149. You may
That's not going to change.
Yeah, it doesn't change.
Okay.
If you guys do like Google Guarantee in the future, that obviously would be
another added element.
Yeah. But your rate will go up on you. Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then let me see. So let me go back to your, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, you can. Okay.
Perfect. Right. Perfect, guys. So I want to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Did you have a question, Jaime?
Yes. How long before we see this stuff working?
Yeah, so 3 to 5 days. In all of our timelines, we like to under-promise and over-deliver, okay? So 3 to 5 days, your website will be up and running, and you'll be submitted to all 60 directories, okay?
That second part is an important question. Are you guys creating the website?
Yes, we are. Correct.
Okay,
¿Van a hacer un website ellos entonces?
Yeah.
Y cuando el técnico me va a hacer las preguntas o pedirme la información.
Es lo que le va a preguntar ahorita. So, what Adrian wants to know is the technician or the technical support is he going to ask him information and his wishes for the website, or is that just something that you guys design and we have no input in it?
No. You have complete control. So in that client interview that's happening tomorrow, that's part of it. Uh-huh. They're going to go over how he wants the website to look. And then after it's completed, too, any changes you want made to it, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. And I'll show you in your tracking system in a moment here how to, like, add new photos, add promotions. Like, you're able to make your own changes as well, you know?
Okay.
That login credential to Adrian. Let me text it to you as well, Jaime.
I just got it. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One more question, Dad.
Yes, sir.
In case I'm a little busy, my wife is the one like is in charge of the designing thing and uploading the pictures or whatever works we are doing.
Yeah.
Is that okay if the representative in contact with her and then they can do that?
Yeah. We can definitely do that.
Pass the phone to her or something like that.
Can you list her as the office manager, please?
I am. That's the next thing I was going to get to you. Let me just get these login credentials sent to you real quick.
Okay.
And then I'll get her added on here. Good stuff, though. Thank you for letting me know.
Thank you. Yeah, she's the one like the, that kind of thing. We do the hard work.
So normally if we don't add them as a security precaution, like what would happen is we'd have to call you for your permission first. So by you bringing it, by us adding it, you're golden, you know? Let me jump over here. I still got to add Jaime too. So give me 1 second here. All right. What's her name?
Her name is Delilah. D-A-L-I-L-A.
L-A. Got it. Delilah. Perfect. And what is her phone number?
Her phone number is 386-627-9488.
386-627-9488?
Correct.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so I have her added. Let me add Jaime now too. Give me one quick sec. Question two for the I'm just gonna put a business advisor on Jaime. I remember you told me that earlier, so I'm like, okay, so for the client interview tomorrow, which phone number do we want them to call, guys?
Adrian's phone number.
Adrian's phone.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to call your phone for the – okay, got it. And so we're just adding your wife on to be able to make changes. Perfect. Okay.
Right. She handles all the administrative duties, and then Adrian is actually the workforce of the company. So yeah, she needs to be involved. She needs to be accessible to everything.
Perfect. She's already added, so anytime she calls in, she's able to make changes too. Okay.
Okay. Now, can you send her a credential to sign in too, please?
Yeah. Of course. Give me one second. Let me just jump over here. Go to setting.
Le van a mandar a Delilah las credenciales también para que ella pueda meterse a la cuenta.
All right, hold on. Let me add it right here. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. 1 second. When you guys try to log in too, and it'll be in your invoice too, Adrian, that we sent you, it's going to take you your terms of experience, which just shows everything that you're paying for in writing. And what it's going to do is have you check that box certifying you're an authorized user on the card. It'll be like a box right above your name. And then it has a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm after you've read everything. But it's everything I went over, you know. After you do that, it will take you to that username and password screen. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So, okay. Let me get this sent to Delilah. Cool down.
Yeah.
All right, here it comes. Perfect. All right, so she should have that as well. Now, for text notifications too, Adrian, do you want your phone number to be the primary?
Yes, please.
Okay, so when we, like, call, we don't try to blow your phone up because we understand you're busy on jobs. So if we have, like, an update or something, right, we'll just send you a text letting you know we called. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, I have just a couple more questions for you for the client interview tomorrow. The tech side wants to know, that it's not for tomorrow's interview, just in general. Do you normally prefer phone calls, texts, or emails?
Actually, I prefer the text.
Text.
So
right.
Whenever I'm busy and up a ladder, you know, I can just keep it later.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll put text message preferred, and let's see. The company, is it currently licensed and insured?
Yeah, insured. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So it's insured. Yeah, you don't require license, right, in your area?
No.
No, really.
Okay. Perfect. So even insurance isn't required for the base program, but it is for the Google Guarantee program. Okay, just a heads up on that in the future.
That's fine.
Okay.
We'll work on that one.
All right. And if you want to, I'll search it and I'll get you an amount on it. But usually it's just limited liability insurance is what it is for Google Guarantee. So
well,
I have to
curve. We have.
You already have that.
We have that.
Yeah, you're golden then. And it's usually really low. It's like $250,000 policy.
Well,
so you'll hit it easy.
You get a little bit more, but that's fine.
Yeah.
That's the minimum requirement.
You're golden. So whenever you guys are ready for that, you know. Okay, so I have all the questions answered that I need. Do you guys have any questions for me?
I'm okay.
One more question, Daniel.
Yeah, shoot.
I'm trying to sign in, but it won't accept my signature. So is that Adrian's signature, the only one that signs on that?
Yes, it's got to be Adrian's, and let me check.
Hold on.
Let me make sure. Oh, you know what I did? I put an apostrophe after his name. Yeah, you guys don't have to sign that. So hold on. Let me
because
it's going to require the apostrophe. So I'm getting rid of it right now. Give me one second. I'm glad you brought that up because he would have been like, what's going on? I can't get in. So I just updated it and hold on. I'm going to resend It's going to be the same login credentials, but I'm going to resend the initial invoice with the right name on it without the apostrophe, you know?
Okay.
Okay? So when you get a chance, all you got to do is check the box, type your name in as it shows, and then it will take you to that username and password screen, guys. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right? All right. So congratulations. Look out for that call tomorrow. I know I have it set for Spanish, right, only. But if you guys have any questions for me ever, just call me directly as well. Okay?
Will do. Will do.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Perfect. You guys have a great rest of your day, okay? Congratulations again.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to take care of us.
No problem, Adrian. I appreciate you, and I promise you we're going to work hard for your business, okay? If there's anything that we're not doing ever that you guys want, just speak up. Our CEO is really big on improving our product, so always just let us know. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, guys. All right. Have a great day. Pleasure speaking with you.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all of you?
Todo bien.